You, New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump now threatening to impose steep tariffs on all lumber from Canada and dairy, too. ABC's Perry Russum.
Trump says this could happen as early as Monday, possibly Tuesday. He spoke about this from the Oval Office yesterday. It's the first time that he's mentioned specifically targeting Canada for dairy and lumber.
Nimmo back at the track.
Gone. Dull on the track, dull at the wall. Goodbye. Home run.
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. Today, the Cactus Crew take on the Los Angeles Angels.
Back at the track looking up, it is way gone. Over the batter's eye and out of here for William Contreras.
The pitch is hit in the air into left field with some carry. Backing up Luciano onto the track. Luciano at the wall, it is gone.
Webb throws and a fly ball. Center field back again and gone again for Hoskins.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a beautiful day for baseball in West Phoenix as the Brewers and the Angels get ready for Cactus League play here on this Saturday afternoon. Hello, everybody, and welcome to American Family Fields of Phoenix, along with Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon. Temperatures expecting to be in the 70s. A little bit of a breeze, sunshine, much better than what we had yesterday in the Valley, which shortened that game here at American Family Fields of Phoenix after just two innings of play. Right-hander Elvin Rodriguez will be on the mound for the Crew this afternoon. It'll be left-hander Tyler Anderson for Los Angeles. Plenty more of the On Deck Show built by Menards. Josh will have the starting lineups when we come back after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers. Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
I'm Megan Wolf, nonpartisan administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Casting a ballot and knowing it counts is a basic right for every eligible Wisconsinite. Here are a few quick reminders. Only U.S. citizens can vote, and you must first register, whether voting in person or absentee. And voters with disabilities have the right to seek assistance. That's the law. For any questions on how to vote or to see if your registration is up to date, visit myvote.wi.gov. If we all work together, we all win on Election Day.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Back with you from American Family Fields of Phoenix, Elvin Rodriguez takes the mound for the Crew. This afternoon, it'll be left-hander Tyler Anderson for the Angels and for the rest of the starting lineups. Here's Josh Maurer.
They're brought to you by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at WisconsinInfrastructure.com. First meeting of the spring between the Crew and the Halos. And for the visitors and manager Ron Washington, they've got the former longtime Chicago White Sox, Tim Anderson, in the leadoff spot. He is the shortstop. Logan Ohapi does the catching. Their top catcher bats second. And Nolan Schanuel is the first baseman. He bats third. One of the big offseason pickups for the Angels is Jorge Soler. He's the designated hitter and cleanup batter here today. Yoan Moncada, another former White Sox player, is batting fifth and playing third base. The top prospect in the Angels organization, young Christian Moore, the second baseman, gets the start, batting sixth. Joe Adell in center field, Adell hitting seventh. Former Oakland Athletic Ryan Noda, the right fielder, Noda, N-O-D-A, batting eighth. And another prospect, left fielder Matthew Lugo, rounds out the lineup that for the first few innings will face Elvin Rodriguez for the Crew. Meanwhile, as Lane said, Tyler Anderson on the mound, the left-hander for the Angels against these nine for Pat Murphy. Jackson Chorio's in the leadoff spot, and Chorio is playing right field today. Get a start as the designated hitter from Christian Yelich this afternoon. He'll bat second. And the Brewers' all-star catcher, William Contreras, batting third. Reese Hoskins in the cleanup spot today as the first baseman. We've seen a lot of Manuel Margot in recent games. He's in there as the left fielder and number five batter this afternoon. Garrett Mitchell in center field. He bats sixth. Then he got Bryce Terang and Joey Ortiz back-to-back. Terang playing second this afternoon. He hits seventh. Ortiz at short, batting eighth. And Caleb Durbin, who's had an impressive spring, because he can swing. Caleb Durbin batting ninth and playing third base. Ball to see a man who was an all-star a season ago, Tyler Anderson. The umpire lineup presented by Cannon and Dunphy. Since 1985, they've been leading the way, recovering $1 billion for clients. For fairness on the field and justice off it, trust Cannon and Dunphy. Rob Drake calls the ball some strikes this afternoon. Crew chief Adrian Johnson is on the bases. These guys all mix and match. Adrian with Corey Blazer and John bring home the bacon. John Bacon. Those are your lineups. Let's get you ready for first pitch after these words. We'll wrap up the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network. Save big money on your next project at Menards. Add a classic look and privacy with faux wood room darkening blinds by Window Images. They're available in a variety of colors and can be trimmed with for free in store. Stop in today and get Window Images faux wood blinds on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Come on, guys, get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like Cedar Crest too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches, available in vanilla and black cherry.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, it's Miller time, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows in Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association.
Let's wrap up the On Deck Show, built by Menards, with an injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Good news for the crew. They had not seen Yoel Piamps, one of their big relief arms, in a game yet this spring, but that's expected to end today. We're told he was dealing with a hamstring issue, but Yoel is on the pitcher's list this afternoon, Lane Grindle. And starting it is the man coming from Japan, Elvin Rodriguez. He's ready to go, and I know you are too.
Absolutely. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. First pitch for Rodriguez is over for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Tim Anderson, former member of the Chicago White Sox. Anderson, a couple of all-star appearances in his career, has a bit of an issue with the pitch com between Contreras and Rodriguez, and now everything seems to be squared away. 0-1 is lined into left center field for a base hit for Tim Anderson. Out of the box quickly, rounds first in a big way, but then puts the brakes on and will settle for the single. Got underway at 1:10 this afternoon. 62 degrees at first pitch, should warm up as we go along here today. Logan Ohapi, young catching prospect for this Angels organization. He's been in the big leagues, but a young guy they feel like has a high ceiling. And he swings on the first pitch from Rodriguez. Fastball at 94. He fouls it back into the net. And it's 0-1. Rodriguez, been in Japan since 23. Was in the Rays organization previous to that. Pitch is high. Throw down to first. They got him. Contreras back picks Tim Anderson, and there's one away. Tremendous job by Contreras. It's a great pitch to handle for William. It was up, and it was a fastball. And he is as good at that as anybody in baseball, back picking runners on the base pass. One ball and one strike to count here on Ohapi. Rodriguez brings home the pitch and misses low with a slider. 2-1. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbliss. Premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at AmFam Field and find Carbliss inside the stadium. Carbliss, Liss is more. Up and in with a fastball. Three balls and one strike. One away. And a 3-1 count here on Ohapi. Rodriguez brings home the pitch, and it's through there for a strike at 95, and it's 3-2. It's my first chance to get eyes on Rodriguez. He's a big, tall right-hander. Pitch is a called third strike, and Ohapi knew it. Fastball at 95. He nailed the outside corner, and it's an ortho ASAP strikeout. Rodriguez, 6'4", 214 pounds. He is an impressive guy out there on the mound, and I would tell you that just physically he reminds me of a former Angels pitcher, Irvin Santana. In terms of just the way he's put together. Here's Nolan Schanuel, and Schanuel takes a breaking ball down low, and it's 1-0. Get the dimensions on Irvin Santana. Long career for Santana, bounced around. He was 6'2", 175, so a little different. Rodriguez actually bigger. Missed outside, and it's 2-0 on Schanuel.
He actually doesn't look all that dissimilar from Freddy Peralta when he's on the mound. The windup is different.
Yeah. 2-0 pitch to Schanuel is a little low with a fastball, and it goes to 3-0. He's worked from behind these hitters so far here in this top of the first inning. Three balls and no strikes on Schanuel. It's a ground ball to first. Played on the forehand by Hoskins. He'll run to the bag himself and retire Schanuel
for the final out of the inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We've played half an inning in Phoenix. It's the Angels 0 and the Brewers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the ideas gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton and AM 1100.
One way to get a college education, and Lakeland offers them all.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Left-hander Tyler Anderson on the mound for the Angels, and the first pitch to Jackson Churio is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. First inning is brought to you by Quick Trip. From delicious appetizers to hearty meals, food is here at Quick Trip, proud partner of Brewers baseball. It's been a good spring for Churio so far. 4.12 average. No home runs. One driven in. As now Anderson will go for a little walk off the mound as center fielder Joe Adell had to go retrieve a baseball or some item that fell onto the field and remove it from the playing field. Here's the 0-1 to Churio. And that is fouled back and out of play, and it's nothing and two on Jackson. 275 a season ago for Churio, his age 20 season. We said that a few times last year. He's only 20. And will be 21 in a few days. 0-2 pitch is high, and it's 1-2 on Jackson. 21 home runs and 79 driven in for the budding superstar. Anderson out of the windup and the 1-2 pitch. That is hit in the air to right. Pretty deep. Going back on it is Noda. A few steps in front of the warning track. He's there to make the catch. And there's one away for Christian Yelich. Yelich as the DH day. Originally, he was in the lineup yesterday. He was going to play left field also. But with the conditions the way they were with the rain and the cold, no reason to run him out there, so he was removed from the lineup yesterday, and of course that game only went two innings. So he's in the lineup today as the designated hitter, 0 for 5 on his spring so far. Anderson out of the windup, the lefty brings it home, and it's a swing and a miss on a cutter down and away. It's 0-1. What a season Yelich was having last year before the injury. Check swing foul back behind home plate, and it's nothing and two. Yelich, of course, an all-star a season ago, and then tried to give it a go in the second half in that twin series in Minneapolis. 0-2, and he lays off a breaking ball down low and away. It's 1-2. And the back just would not respond the way he wanted it to and eventually had to shut it down for the year. But he is happy to be healthy and in the middle of things in 2025. 1-2 is driven out to center, deep. Adell back at the track. It is way gone. Chris
Christian Yelich over the batter's eye in center, and the Brewers lead it 1-0. He's good. Send him to Milwaukee.
And that's what it was looking like last season before the back injury. He would do that against lefties and righties.
Boy, that just sounded so much different than about any other swing we have seen and listened to over the course of spring training. Here's Contreras, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Well, in the regular season, when Yelich hits a home run like that, or any Brewer does, it's $100. Contreras takes outside, and it's 1-1. That $100 goes to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 1-1 is right through there with a strike on a fastball. It's 1-2. Anderson, not a hard thrower. Had a great season last year as an all-star, made 31 starts. As Contreras takes low, and it's 2-2. Pitched to a 3.81 ERA. He was even better in the first half. He pitched against the Brewers in Anaheim in June. 2-2 is lined out to left, right in the tracks of Lugo, who barely has to move to make the catch. But that ball smoked off the bat of Contreras for the second out. And here's your cleanup hitter, Reese Hoskins. Clean up any home damage with Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. Hoskins has had a very good spring. Anderson brings home the first pitch to him. Floats a breaking ball at 68 miles an hour that nearly goes over the head of Ohapi. He had to jump out of his crouch to catch it. It's 1-0. Anderson's 1-0 pitch. And that missed low with a breaking ball. It goes to 2-0 on Reese. 3 home runs this spring for Hoskins after 26 a season ago. 2-0 checked on a strike on a changeup. It's 2-1. One nothing Brewers after the solo shot from Yelich. 2-1 pitch. Nailed the inside corner with a fastball, and it's even now 2-2. Wonderful crowd here today. I say this easily looks to be the largest crowd of the spring so far. Hoskins pops this one up sky high on the left side of the infield. It is Moncada, the third baseman, calling off Tim Anderson, makes the catch with one step on the grass in shallow left. Brewers take the lead on a solo shot from Yelich in the bottom of the first. We go to the second. 1-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You know that little pain in your tooth? The one you've been hoping will go away? That one you'd have checked out if only you had dental insurance. Yeah, that's probably a cavity. And no, it won't just go away. Left untreated, that little pain can become a big pain with a big cost. And if you don't have dental insurance, we have a solution. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% on quality care from WDA dentists you can trust. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Attention, recently retired folks. A new adventure is waiting for you at Covison Buses. Many retirees are driving bus for a second career. Bring home an extra income and enjoy a flexible work schedule. Be a positive influence and help the kids in your community. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Visit Covison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett. Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Jorge Soler leads off the top of the second inning for the Angels, a 1-0 Brewers lead, and Elvin Rodriguez brings home the first pitch for a swinging strike. It's 0-1. Soler split his time last year between the Giants and back in Atlanta again, as breaking ball misses down and away. It's 1-1. Hit 241 a season ago, 21 home runs, 64 driven in. He is a hero in Atlanta for 2021 and what he did in the postseason that year. 1-1, missed outside, two balls and one strike. Of course, came up with the Cubs, then was traded to Kansas City for Wade Davis before the 2017 season. 2-1 is down and away, and it's three balls and a strike on Jorge Soler. Spent some time with the Marlins as well. He's always had major power. 3-1, and he laid off a fastball that missed outside. And it's a leadoff walk to Soler. So if there's any critique early on of Rodriguez here today, it's just about strike throwing. He's pretty consistently fallen behind to these Angels hitters. It is just an inning plus into this outing, so let's see if he dials in the command as he goes along. Here's Yoan Moncada, the former member of the White Sox, as he takes a breaking ball in. It's 1-0.
This is the first time that Elvin's been asked to be a starter in the spring. He's been coming in out of the bullpen first couple of outings.
1-0 pitch. And that is a soft liner into left. Coming in is Margot. He has to let it drop in front of him, stopping. At second is Soler. It's a single for Moncada. And the Angels have a threat here. Couple on and nobody out for Christian Moore. Brewers baseball being brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Moore, the number 8 overall pick last year by the Angels. Part of that national champion Tennessee Volunteer team. A year ago in college baseball. Pitch to Moore is a fastball through there at 95, and it's 0-1. Got a taste of minor league baseball last year after his college season ended. Played 25 games, split it between A and double A, and looked good in doing so. Pitch to Moore in there for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-2. Hit 347 with six home runs and 20 RBIs in 25 games. That would make you excited if you're the Angels front office with your number 8 overall pick. Rodriguez, breaking ball, swing and a miss, and he strikes out Christian Moore and made very quick work of him. An ortho ASAP strikeout, the second of the afternoon for Rodriguez. And there's one away for Joe Adell, former first-round pick himself. Been a long journey for Joe Adell. Breaking ball missed up and in. It's 1-0. But he has stayed at it and has found himself in the big leagues the last handful of years. Another guy with a lot of power and all the natural tools you could want. Rodriguez, the 1-0 pitch, and that is fouled back and out of play. And it's 1-1. Brewers defensively, Margot in left, Mitchell in center, Churio in right. Durbin's the third baseman this afternoon, Ortiz at short, Terang at second, Hoskins at first, and Contreras does the catching of Rodriguez. The 1-1. High fly ball, left center field, Margot going back onto the warning track, and it is gone. It just gets out of here onto the berm in left center. It's a three-run shot for Adell, his second home run of the spring. And it is 3-1 Angels here in the second. Told you, Adell has a lot of power. 20 home runs a season ago. And he snuck that one out of here to left center. And here's Ryan Nota, the former Oakland A. So Rodriguez walk, a base hit, had the strikeout of Moore, and now gives up the home run to Adell. Pitch missed high as 1-0 on Ryan Noda, the number 8 hitter for the Angels today, playing in right field. 1-0 pitch. And that's in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. I think we're over 5,000 fans today. Maybe even higher. We'll see. The 1-1. That is popped up. Left side into foul territory goes Durbin. He makes the catch right in front of William Contreras, who is coming up the line from home. And there's two away. And it'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Matthew Lugo. Well, this is a polar opposite in terms of the kind of day at the ballpark here. This is gorgeous today. Yesterday, not so much. First pitch to Lugo, popped up, foul, and out of play behind home plate. It's 0-1. You were here for that extravaganza. I was over here in the morning yesterday. I didn't think I gave you much of a chance to get that one started. 0-1 is lined into left and down for a base hit for Lugo. So some pretty good contact against Rodriguez here in the second inning. And that gets Tim Anderson to the plate.
Well, from 1 week to the next, like a week ago Friday, it was about 90 degrees. And then yesterday it was 50 degrees.
It was coat weather in
it
the valley.
It was chilly, rainy. Finally pulled the tarp out after the second inning, and they called it a day. Today we're going to be back in the 70s, so you get that variance. Can change pretty quickly weather-wise here.
Yeah, we're going to have, I think, 80s on Monday and then right back down to cooler temps again for most of the week next week. You're not used to that variance down here. First pitch to Tim Anderson, swing and a miss at a nasty slider down and away from Rodriguez. It's 0-1. And you're kind of used to today almost every day. It's easy to take it for granted when you're here for an extended amount of time. 0-1. And that's a fastball right through there for a strike at 95. It's 0-2. Well, it's easy to see what the Brewers like about Rodriguez. The stuff is there.
And he's got a good variety of pitches, too.
Brings home the 0-2 pitch. Check swing. He didn't make contact with it. He was able to check in time, and the ball gets away from Contreras. So moving up 90 feet is Lugo on what should be a wild pitch. And is. He hit a piece of Contreras' shin guard, I think, because it sounded like Anderson made contact, but he did not on that check swing. 1-2 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. Stays at 1-2.
Pat Murphy was talking about Elvin Rodriguez yesterday to the media, and he said they haven't quite figured out what the role's going to be. They did sign him to a major league deal, so they expect him to be on that opening day roster.
Well, it gives you some flexibility, which is important. A guy that can be stretched out and give you some starting depth. 1-2 pitch, and that's fouled down into the dirt behind home plate. Stays at 1-2. Or he can give you some middle innings type of relief and a little bit of length, or maybe he can go get you 5 or 6 outs, maybe more. Probably has good enough stuff to be a back of the bullpen guy at some point, too, if he would come out of nowhere and the same way that a Jared Koenig did a year ago or Brian Hudson. 1-2 is fouled out of play down the right field line. Stays at 1-2. That's the thing. I think if last year taught us anything, you make that opening day roster, even if you don't, there's still a great chance you could be getting the ball late in the game and be asked some big outs from you. No matter who you are, Brewers are going to give you chances. 1-2 pitch is high. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I think from last year's team, really the last couple of seasons, the one that the role I think Rodriguez would be trying to replicate is Bryce Wilson.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. 2-2 on Tim Anderson, the pitch. Hit in the air, right field, long run for Churio. It is twisting out of play and into the Brewers' bullpen. And it stays at 2-2. There is action in that Brewers bullpen right now. So Rodriguez getting close to his pitch count, at least in this inning. We'll see if he would go back out for a third if he doesn't make it through this second inning. Runner at second is Lugo. Two outs and three in the inning for the Angels. Rodriguez brings home the pitch. It's up and in, and the count goes full at 3-2. Lugo gets his lead from second. Contreras setting up down and away in the 3-2 pitch. Popped him up, foul, and now to play behind home plate. I believe that's Caleb Bowman that is getting loose down in that Brewers bullpen. It is. Rodriguez looks in. Here's the 3-2 to Anderson. Fly ball right field, backing up Churio. And to his left, circling underneath of it with the sunglasses on, he squeezes it for the final out. And the inning is over, but three runs come across on the three-run shot by Joe Adell, and they lead the Brewers 3-1 after 1.5. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hungry? Quick Trip's got you. No dinner plans? Food's here, and it's a pizza party. Dom's Pizzas are four for just $10. Choose from a variety of toppings. So easy and delicious. Get plenty to eat and keep your wallet happy, too.
Food's here, and it's ready when you are. Quick Trip isn't just convenient. It's here to make your life easier and better.
Fuel up at your ultimate destination for snacks and meals that hit the spot. Only at Quick Trip.
You can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. You go from changing diapers to dropping your child off at school. You can get a bachelor's and a master's degree. And you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. You get so much more than stunning windows and doors. It's the Pella experience. Talk about quality control. Pella manufactures, sells, installs, and services every product. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 3/8/25.
Jan from Toyota here. Feeling cooped up from winter? Well, now until March 31st is the perfect time for a new Toyota, like Camry, Grand Highlander, and more. So you can get back out there and do the things you love, like hitching up the boat to a tundra for a lake day.
I haven't water skied in a long time.
Live out your spring fantasies with a new Toyota. Come in today.
Go from dreaming it to driving it. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
All Brewers games are on sale now. You can get any ticket for any game all season long, including opening day, all new giveaway games, theme nights, and community nights, and every big-time matchup. Get your seats at brewers.com/tickets. Manuel Margot leads off for the Brewers. Here in the bottom of the second inning, it's a 3-1 Angels lead. Tyler Anderson back out there on the mound for the Angels. And the first pitch to Margot in there for a strike at 86, and it's 0-1. Ohapi setting up outside in the 0-1 pitch. Missed in with that pitch, but Margot went after it and fouled it down into the dirt, and it's 0-2. Want to send our congratulations out to one of the great guys in our industry. I'm talking about sports broadcasting, and that is Matt LePay, the voice of the Badgers. 0-2 pitch to Margot is high, and it's 1-2. He was surprised today during the Badgers home basketball game by athletic director Chris McIntosh. 1-2 pitch is taken outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes, and informed in front of the crowd at the Kohl Center today that he is going into the Wisconsin Badger Hall of Fame, the Wisconsin Athletics Hall of Fame. 2-2, just missed outside. Ohapi did his best to frame it, but couldn't pull it back in, and it's 3-2 now on Margot. I can't think of a better guy, more deserving of that honor than Matt LePay. 3-2 is a pop-up into shallow right. Racing out there is Shotwell, backpedaling and making the catch in shallow right in fair territory. is Shotwell. Nice play by Shotwell. That was not easy to find that baseball, to get back there, and had to backpedal a ways as well. So one away for Garrett Mitchell. And Matt LePay, of course, many years as a part of the Brewers broadcast team as well, and just one of my favorite people, period. And so just so happy to see him get the recognition that he so richly deserves. Garrett Mitchell squared to bunt, pulled the bat back, and took a curveball, and it's 1-0.
One of the best doing it in college athletics anywhere in the country.
Not just a great guy, he's tremendously talented. 1-0 is fouled back and nearly into the booth next door. It's 1-1. There are a few people that can capture the moment the way Matt LePay can capture the moment. He is a great study for any young broadcaster coming up. 1-1 right through there for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Mitchell. One away, bottom of the second inning, a 3-1 Angels lead here in West Phoenix. American Family Fields of Phoenix. Just a wonderful crowd here today. Feels like spring training is officially underway now. Ground ball foul up the first baseline. Stays at 1-2 on Mitchell. Get to that middle portion of the Cactus League schedule, you just start to see the crowds get bigger, more spring break visitors and things of that nature. This is kind of the sweet spot, if you will, during spring training. One ball and two strikes on Garrett Mitchell, who takes his time getting back into the box here. And now Anderson brings home the pitch. Down and away, and it's 2-2.
Just about halfway through the Cactus League.
Game number 15 today.
Yep. They're played just over 30, I think.
2-2 pitch. Dan called third strike. Ooh, Garrett Mitchell didn't agree. If this was an ABS ballpark, he'd have been tapping his helmet. That looked low. Garrett had some words for Rob Draker, home plate umpire, but he is struck out. And he strikes out looking. First strikeout for Anderson. There's two away now for Bryce Terang. Well, Pine River is a fixture at summertime get-togethers, and they've been making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years. Breaking ball floated up and in on Terang. It's 1-0. And you can find Pine River cheese spreads at fine stores where you'll also find Usinger's, America's finest sausage, and Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. Terang checks on a pitch that was through there for a strike at 88, and it's 1-1. Angels have Lugo in left, Adell in center, and Noda in right. 1-1 is in there for a strike on a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Moncada's at third. Anderson's at short. Used to say that for the Chicago White Sox a couple of years ago. Moore is at second. Shotwell at first. And Ohapi does the catching of Tyler Anderson. 1-2 pitch. Terang rolls it foul up the first baseline. Stays it. A ball and two strikes here on Bryce.
Talking about being about midway through the spring schedule, it was exactly 2 weeks ago today, Lane, that you and Jeff had the opener here in this ballpark. And it'll be exactly 2 weeks from today that we're going to be thinking about packing and going to New York.
1-2 pitch to Terang. And takes it up and away with a fastball. It gets all the way back to the backstop. It's 2-2. And there is, you know, all these different points in the season that are like, you know, landmark points of your season. I think those final couple of days of spring training, 2-2, is a soft liner, a semi-liner if I can, to Tim Anderson at short. He makes the catch and the inning is over. And when you get to those final couple of games before you break camp and head for the regular season, the excitement that you feel during those days is one of the best periods of time in the entirety of the season. Just all the optimism and the excitement from the start to count. We've played two. We go to the third. It's 3-1 Angels on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Addison Jones, we can hear the real estate market buzzing. Questions about whether it's a good time to buy, sell, or build. If you're just getting started, go online to visit AddisonJones.com. Try our new Price My Home feature. Just enter the address of your home or a home you're interested in. Match the latest technology with our friendly agent's touch. After all, there's no substitute for having a real person giving you really good real estate ideas. For the personal touch and the latest technology, choose Addison Jones. AddisonJones.com.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Come for the location near you.
3-1 Angels. We head to the third. Here's Josh.
Thank you, Lane. Logan O'Hoppe leading off against Elvin Rodriguez, who is still out there, and he is already behind O'Hoppe 2-0. Couple out of the strike zone. Logan O'Hoppe, the catcher, struck out back in the first. So third inning for Elvin. The 2-0 pitch coming. Misses high. It's 3-0. We've seen that almost a handful of times. First start of the spring for the man who was signed out of Japan, Elvin Rodriguez. The 3-0 pitch. Had a green light. Swung through the pitch. Did O'Hoppe 3-1. 3-1, the Halos, thanks to a 3-run home run from Joe Adell, their center fielder, last inning. The 3-1 coming, swung on and popped foul coming back, and that'll get over the screen. Full count on O'Hoppe. Brewers' run came on a Christian Yelich dead center field home run that sailed over the batter's eye at American Family Fields of Phoenix. And we are now beginning the top of the third on a sunny Saturday. Rodriguez kicks, 3-2 pitch. Hit on the ground towards third. Hard hit, but backhanded by Caleb Durbin. Plants and throws perfectly across and got it there in time to retire the catcher, O'Hoppe. Nice play by Caleb Durbin. That's an infield glove that the Brewers are paying particular attention to. Coming back, a return piece in the Devin Williams trade with the Yankees, and a guy that you want to see what spots in the infield he can excel at defensively. Nolan Schanuel takes a strike from Rodriguez. Third inning is brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Sitco can save you money on every fill-up along the way. Fly ball hit deep in the left center field by Schanuel. It's going to get over the head of Garrett Mitchell and get over the fence for a home run. Nolan Schanuel goes deep. The second long ball for the Angels off of Rodriguez. That makes it a 4-1 game in the third inning. As a rookie a year ago, he hit 13 of those for Los Angeles. Nolan Schanuel. And here comes Pat Murphy out of the dugout. He'll make a pitching change. Left-hander Connor Thomas has been warming this inning. And he's going to come on into the ballgame with one out. Schanuel goes deep. By the way, Sitco save you on every fill-up along a cross-state line or cross-town journey, like 3 cents off every gallon. Every day when you start with Sitco, you're good to go. This is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud partner of the Brewers. They remind you when the game is on. Turn your notifications off with us mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 4-1 Angels, one out in the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering.
So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode. Because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
You can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. You go from changing diapers to dropping your child off at school. You can get a bachelor's and a master's degree. And you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. You get so much more than stunning windows and doors. It's the Pella experience. Talk about quality control. Pella manufactures, sells, installs, and services every product. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 3/8/25.
Hi friends, are you a retiree like myself and have some spare time and wanting to meet new people? I drive school bus for Cobuson Buses. I enjoy seeing many smiling faces, and I still have time for the activities I enjoy. Cobuson Buses offers a flexible schedule, and it's a well-paid part-time job. It's the perfect balance of work and play. Come join me make a difference in your community. Visit Cobuson.com for more information and to find a Cobuson terminal near you.
4-1 Angels, and they're still batting at the top of the third. And now against the Rule 5 pickup for the Brewers, Connor Thomas, left-hander in to face Jorge Soler. After the home run by Schonewell, bases are clear with one out, and Soler swings and lines a base hit into left field. Clean single in front of Manuel Margot, so he'll be at first with one out for Yoan Moncada. Second time Jorge Soler reaches base, a rude greeting of Mr. Thomas. And now Moncada takes ball one. 91 miles an hour, a left-hander out of the Cardinals organization is Connor Thomas. Comes the 1-0 pitch. Moncada swings and misses. 86 miles an hour, 1-1. Elvin Rodriguez gave up four runs, all via the long ball. Homers by Joe Adell and Schonewell. Five hits in 2 1/3 innings. Swing and a miss again by Moncada. Same pitch, same result, 1-2. Rhys Hoskins holds Jorge Soler on at first base. The Angels already with six hits now. Moncada singled and scored last inning. 1-2 pitch. Got him looking. It's the same pitch again. That one taken at the top of the zone for strike three. And then there are two outs in the visitor's third. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. I think that's a cutter, 86 miles an hour, that he threw three straight times to get Moncada. And Christian Moore, the Angels' top prospect up there, takes low ball one.
Yeah, it's got a little movement on it. We don't have the benefit of TrackMan on our computers up here like we do in the regular season, so we have to guess a little more sometimes.
We get so spoiled normally. 1-0 pitch coming. Moore lines a base hit into right center field. Nice swing against the fastball. Over to get it is Churio. That'll hold up Soler at second base on a single by young Christian Moore. And there are runners on first and second with two out for Joe Adell, the home run hitter last inning.
Josh, I think Connor Thomas is one of the more interesting names in camp in terms of just his story and his situation being a Rule 5 pick. I think as we get closer to the end of camp, that's going to be a story we're going to be following. We haven't talked a ton about him early on, but he's been impressive when we've seen him. I've liked his makeup.
Pitches at the top of the zone, a strike on Joe Adell. His home run was a three-run blast against Rodriguez last inning. Well, and Thomas has to make the Major League roster and stay on it the entire season to be able to stay with the Brewers. The one pitch swung on and popped into shallow right center. In comes Jackson Churio. The shades on, moving in and now towards center. Reaches out with two hands and squeezes it. Adell is out and the inning is over. That's the rules on the Rule 5 pickups. For a whole year, you got to stay on the big league roster. One run on the homer by Schonewell. Bottom of the third next, 4-1 Angels on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones. Thank you for trusting our dedicated group of experienced professionals with all of your real estate needs. Nearly 100 realtors and staff, extremely knowledgeable and with local experience. Visit AddisonJones.com to find your realtor serving Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Waupun, Green Lake, and the Fox Valley.
Call the movers.
Forgiveness Education. A concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than three decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate forgiveness education at internationalforgiveness.com.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
4-1, the Halos leading at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Joey Ortiz leads off the bottom of the third and takes ball one from the starter, Tyler Anderson, who's still out there. Anderson has retired six of the seven he's faced. The only man to reach, Yelich on his home run. 1-0 pitch, Joey takes high, and it's 2-0. So this will be 8-9-1 in the order coming up. Caleb Durbin and then Churio after Joey Ortiz. Hitting 278 this spring. He'll take low, ball three. 87-mile-an-hour heater from Anderson, who is not overpowering. Left-hander that beats you with location. 35 years of age. And an all-star a year ago. 3-0 pitch coming. Taken in at the knees. 85-mile-an-hour get-me-over fastball. Anderson has a little hitch in his giddy-up. 3-1 pitch is low. Through a curveball, and it was taken by Joey for ball four. Walk right in. First free pass of the day for the Brewers. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And Caleb Durbin coming to the plate. Our broadcast brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. I said the word dental four times in 10 seconds in that read. A lot of dental. 0-1, now 0-2 on a called strike to Caleb Durbin. I just went and counted. I thought I was saying it a lot. Kent's laughing at me. Caleb Durbin with one on and nobody out. Throw it first to check over on Ortiz, who dives in safely. Durbin has hit a couple of impressive home runs. A shorter guy that can pack a bit of a wallop. He's hitting 179 with a couple of long balls. He's also very fast. 0-2 pitch. Inside from Anderson. 1-2. I was talking about his defense. Made a fine play in the top of the inning at third base. That's the question, is where on the infield do you feel most comfortable playing him? The 1-2 pitch. Durbin hits it on the ground towards third, but he hooked it just foul. Maybe 2 feet wide of the bag. Just turned 25 years old. The end of February, did Caleb. 1-2 pitch, swings at a high one and pops it up into shallow right field, into the bright blue sky. Second baseman Christian Moore retreats about 10 steps onto the outfield grass and makes the catch. He chased a high one, but he liked what he saw. There's one out. And it brings up top of the order, Churio. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Happy Saturday to you with Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Josh Maurer coming to you from Phoenix. Maryvale, to be exact. Brewers trail the Angels 4-1, batting, though, in the bottom of the third with Jackson Churio up there. One on, one out. And the pitch is outside, ball one, from the left-hander Tyler Anderson. Game number 15 in the Cactus League for the Crew. 1-0 pitch outside, 2-0 on Churio. Flew to right field to begin things offensively earlier this afternoon for the Brewers. Second straight day playing on their home field, Milwaukee. 2-0 pitch. Churio took a strike at the knees with an off-speed offering. First time they've seen the Angels this spring. Play them again next Saturday on the road. Anderson stretches in the 2-1 pitch down low. Another off-speed offering that was spit on by Jackson Churio. It's 3-1.
Still adjusting to you having a digital scorebook over there. I looked over. I thought you were, like, scrolling Netflix for a second.
Changing tabs.
That's a weird thing to do.
3-1 pitch, flied into center, straight away for Joe Adell. Hardly has to move. Comes in a couple of steps, that's all, and he makes the catch. And there are two outs. I have my new app on an iPad that I'm using instead of an old-fashioned handwritten scorebook this year.
Yeah, and I look over. It's just weird to see.